理课堂听 class.com。
试卷十五，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once.Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1 is about Hawaii. Distinguished delegates and guests, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the people of Hawaii, I want to thank the ADB for holding its first meeting of the new millennium in our beautiful state. For those who have come to Hawaii for the very first time,I want to express a special aloha from the people of Hawaii. We hope you will open your hearts to our culture and our people, and take with you a little bit of Hawaii when you return home. Hawaii is a unique American state. It is the only state that was once governed by a monarchy. Unlike most American states, which reflect the cultures of Western Europe, Mexico, and South America,Hawaii finds its roots in the Pacific and Asia. Our ties to the Pacific and Asia are deep. Sun Yat-sen once called Hawaii home, having lived, studied, and worked here. Nearly 70% of our residents trace their ethnic heritage to the Pacific and Asia. Passage 2 is about the gap between the rich and the poor. There are more rich people than ever before, including some 7 million millionaires and over 400 billionaires. From sipping champagne to taking trips into space, they are getting plenty of pleasure. Though as our survey of the new rich shows, these sad souls have worries too. As for the poor,The gap between them and the rich is rising. Even in the industrialized countries, where for much of the 20th century the gap had narrowed, in 1999, British income inequality reached its widest level in 40 years. In societies where advancement is on merit and seemingly open to everyone, regardless of class, race, creed, or sex,Unequal outcomes ought not to be a cause for concern. But where opportunities are not genuinely equal, governments must do what they can to make them so, chiefly by improving public education and ensuring it is open to all.